This talk is offered by Ordinary Mind Zendo. Ordinary Mind was founded by Barry Magid, Dharma heir of Charlotte Joko Beck, and is dedicated to her vision of a psychologically minded Zen practice adapted to the needs of American students practicing in the context of their everyday lives. Our public programs are made possible by donations from people like you.
The Book of Serenity. Cases 12 and 15. These are two short exchanges that seem to tell very similar stories, yet have subtly different conclusions. So I thought it would be interesting to read them side by side and compare them. Case 12, Daizang planting the fields. It has a short introduction. Scholars plow with the pen. Orators plow with the tongue. We patch-robed mendicants lazily watch a white ox on open ground, not paying attention to the rootless, auspicious grass. How to pass the days. In the case, Daizang asked Zui Shan, "Where do you come from?" Zui Shan said, "From the south." Daizang asked, "How is Buddhism in the south these days?" Zui Shan said, "There's extensive discussion." Daizang said, "How can that compare to me here planting the fields and making rice to eat?" Zui Shan said, "What can you do about the world?" Daizang said, "What do you call the world?" So in this first one, we're presented with stories about where are you from? What are you doing? And the introduction implies that monks, instead of plowing with the pen or with the tongue, like scholars and orators, lazily watch a white ox on open ground, right? That they don't do anything, that their practice is of no gain and of not having to make anything happen. They abide in the sense of emptiness, but an emptiness from which there's nothing missing. So when he asks, when the master Daizang asks, "Where do you come from?" and the student says, "The south," already there's a question of how do you answer something like that? Where do you come from? To say you're from the south is straightforward and in a sense unobjectionable. But a story like this implies that somehow the monk should be saying something really zenny instead, you know, like, "I'm from right here," or "I'm from nowhere," right? But he gives a straightforward answer. So the master keeps at him and he digs the hole deeper. "And how is Buddhism in the south these days?" There's extensive discussion. Well, I guess that's really bad. We know that, you know, lot of extensive discussion doesn't sound very Zen, does it? And the master says, how can all that talk compare to me staying home, tending my garden, you know, growing rice, minding my own business? Basically, he's saying, don't just do something, sit there, right? It's the sense of you are occupied in a lot of coming and going, a lot of getting and spending, but my business is self-contained and self-sufficient. Now, we could put a little spin on this story and, you know, update it to modern times. And so when the master asks, where are you from? Monk says, just come from Washington, D.C. And the master says, how is Buddhism in the capital these days? And he says, well, everybody in the Sangha is arguing about how they should respond to Trump. You know, is there a proper way to be both Buddhist and part of the resistance? And the master says, how does that compare to my just sitting zazen here every day? It would give you a different sense of what does it mean to try to be active in the world or versus trying to see the life of Sesshin as complete and self-enclosed. Clearly, the latter has the danger of, you know, of quietism, of seeming detached or disengaged while the house is on fire. Yet it is certainly an aspect of Buddhism historically that says its job is to allow us to detach from the world, to be home leavers. And in those days, home leavers would also mean be politics leavers, right? Disconnect yourself from the affairs of the world and settle into a different level of existence. So let's compare that to case 15. And here we have Guishan asked Yang Shen, where are you coming from? Same question, it started the other. Yang Shan says, from the fields. Basically the same kind of answer. The first one, the monk says, from the south. Here he says, from the fields. It's a simple and straightforward response that anyone could give. Is there anything different between the two of them? Here, Guishan follows up with, how many people are in the fields, right? How busy are you out there in the world, right? And here's where the stories start to diverge. To this question, Yang Shan planted his hoe in the ground, clasped his hands, and stood there. And now you know you've got a Zen guy on your hands, right? He doesn't answer a straight question. So what kind of answer is that? First of all, it's where the first monk said, there's a lot of discussion going on down south. This fellow doesn't say a word. He plants his hoe in the ground and just stands there, right? It's this kind of presentation of just this, or there's only me, right? What do you mean, all the other people? It's just me, this. But here the master challenges him with a different twist on that. You would think that was a pretty good answer. But Guishan says, on South Mountain, there are a lot of people cutting thatch. Says, here you are, standing your ground, looking all strong, silent, and impeccable. But there's work to be done out there, right? There are people out there, you know, trying to bring in the harvest. What are you doing about that? And now Yang Shen doesn't say a word again, but he picks up his hoe and walks away. Right? In a sense, presumably going back to the fields, going back to work. See, in the first case, it's the master who's presented as in response to the troubles of the world, I'm going to tend my own garden. Here, the master confronts the student whose first move is to say, I'm just grounded here, standing by my hoe in silence, nothing missing, right? I say, don't just stand there, there's work to be done, and off he goes, right? So you get two different responses. Where would you come down? How would you answer? See, I think that generally we need to be able to make both kinds of responses come from both positions. The first one basically says, if the world is a mess, first get your life in order. First try to clean your own house. Don't go rushing around trying to fix things if your bed isn't made and there are dishes in the sink. You have to manage to first tend to your own business, your own mind, your own garden. And if you can establish a secure place of your own, maybe then you have something to teach. In the context of these koans, the monk is not so much intervening in the affairs of the world, but trying to model an alternate kind of solution. Trying to model what self-sufficiency, tranquility, and stability might look like. This is where we have to start. But the second case says, don't get self-satisfied in that position. You don't sit back, say, well, I've got my little monastic life in order and the world can go to hell. It's not my problem. It says pick up your hoe, get back to work, go back out to the field and see what you can do. Neither position is enough in itself. We need to find the right balance in our lives. We have to know where we're from and know what needs doing.